This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In his nightly address to the Ukrainian people, the embattled president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said late Saturday that Ukraine's forces were continuing to claw back territory that had fallen under Russian occupation, but lamented continued lack of critical aid from Western countries. He also said that Ukrainian forces were attacking Russian troop positions as they withdrew. Zelensky singled out Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban as being virtually the only one in Europe to openly support Mr. Vladimir Putin. Pope Francis said on Saturday that he was considering a possible visit to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, and he blasted the leader who launched a savage war, delivering his most pointed denunciation yet of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In his remarks in Malta, Francis did not cite the President Vladimir Putin by name, but the reference was clear when he said some had unleashed the threat of nuclear war on the world in an infantile and destructive aggression. Francis has to date avoided referring to Russia or Putin by name, in keeping with the Vatican's tradition of not calling out aggressors to keep open options for dialogue. But Saturday's criticism of the powerful figure responsible for the war marked a new level of outrage for the Pope. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan, when the faithful fast from dusk to dawn has begun in much of the Middle East, where Russia's invasion of Ukraine has sent energy and food prices soaring, the conflict cast a shadow over Ramadan.